This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin's startup industry lags behind neighboring states, but Milwaukee's tech community is hoping to build on some small successes. Corinne Hess reports.
Moments before a recent wedding show in downtown Milwaukee, members of Jared Judge's string quartet were beginning to panic.
The one time that I didn't check to see if there was a set list.
A member of Judge's quartet was in a minor accident. Her car was towed, and inside was all of the music the group needed to perform.
We're just solving that problem right now. BookLive has our parts on it, so we're going to download them and print them right here.
BookLive is a social networking app that Judge developed with a partner while in grad school at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Because that's the dream, is you just show up, play, and collect a nice check afterwards. But the reality of it is you have to learn to be a business person, too.
The lifelong musician also happened to be a self-taught computer programmer. BookLive looks similar to LinkedIn. The app helps other freelance musicians manage their schedules and keep track of their finances. It's free. And when a performer is paid through BookLive, Judge receives a portion of the transaction fee. So far, about 500 people have signed up. Matt Cordio is the founder and president of Startup Milwaukee and Startup Wisconsin. He says freelance musicians face the same challenges as startup companies.
Leveraging his experience kind of being a musician has been able to build this really great technology company that we hope obviously continues to grow and expand and scale way outside of Wisconsin.
BookLive picked up steam last year, winning competitions at UWM's Lubar School of Business and also gaining the attention of Milwaukee angel investor Jim Miller. Miller has invested $100,000 in BookLive. That set Judge's experience apart from a lot of entrepreneurs in Milwaukee, and Miller wants to change that.
The people with money have not invested in this community. They've gone to safer havens where entrepreneurs and tech-savvy people have proven success.
The Kaufman Index of Startup Activity has consistently ranked Wisconsin and Milwaukee near the bottom in business creation and growth compared to the rest of the country. Metropolitan Milwaukee ranked 39th in 2017. That's tied with Pittsburgh for the lowest ranked major metropolitan area. That same year, Wisconsin ranked last for larger state rankings. The state also ranked last in 2016.
You know, if you look at Silicon Valley, I mean, they invest millions and tens of millions of dollars or hundreds of millions. So even our bigger companies have been very, very modest in their investment here.
Miller says Judge's company intrigues him because the concept can be done anywhere in the world and translated to nearly any profession. Miller is one of the founding members of Xywave. That company was started in 1995, and with about 300 employees, it's one of Milwaukee's most successful technology startups. By comparison, Verona-based Epic has about 9,000 employees.
When you compare Dane County to Milwaukee County, we're not even on the map.
Cordio believes Milwaukee needs to be doing a better job of telling the rest of the country its success stories, the way Madison has. Cordio says there is untapped talent in Milwaukee, and some companies are beginning to take notice. Madison-based American Family Insurance plans to open an office in downtown Milwaukee.
Because they realize there is tech talent here, and we are in under, I think, at times appreciated market.
Milwaukee may never be thought of as a destination for budding entrepreneurs, but the city's tech scene is growing, and boosters like Miller and Cordio believe the trend is likely to continue. Corinne Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.